Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources says many seniors not having enough money to cover the rising cost of basic expenses overshadows some of the positive results.
Health, housing, and food taking up far more than they actually make. And so we are very concerned about that trend continuing.
On top of that, she warns that many aid programs and services older adults rely on are not seeing the funding increases that keep pace with demand. Dr. Rhonda Randall, a geriatrician and a chief medical officer with United Healthcare, says the annual findings are trying to add more nuance and data than previous reports.
This report now looks at things like disability status, sexual orientation, and veteran status. So it really gives state policymakers and public health officials an ability to understand where the disparities exist.
For example, in Wisconsin, drug deaths were nearly 11 times higher among older Black adults than their white counterparts. Nationally, overall drug deaths for this population have increased by more than 50% when compared to pre-pandemic reports. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Brewers rallied to win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee won 5-4 over the Detroit Tigers on Saturday thanks to the bullpen and timely hitting by Jackson Turio, who drove in two runs in the top of the sixth inning to lift the Brewers to victory. Starting pitcher Freddie Peralta only made it to the fourth inning, but the bullpen got the job done.
You know, it tells you, you know, well-rested pen, and then you got Koenig, Paredes, Hudson, Piamps, McGill. That's pretty good right there. And we had Hobie in the wings in case anything got wobbly.
Bryce Wilson will pitch the series finale for Milwaukee against the Tigers on Sunday. Host Steve Stricker and Ernie Els lead the MFAM championship at University Ridge at 9-under par after the second day. Wisconsin native Jerry Kelly, a two-time champion in the event, is tied for fourth place, three shots back of the leaders. The event wraps up today. And the Boston Celtics and Dallas Mavericks are back at it tonight in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. The Celtics have a 1-0 lead in the series. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Traveling Lantern Theater Company presents The Quest for the Cockapoo. On Tuesday, June 11th at 10:30 a.m. at the Park Falls Library, join the caterpillar hunter on an exciting adventure as he travels around the world to rescue a rare, endangered parrot known as the cockapoo. Expect to learn about preserving habitats and the species that they call home. This fabulous program is fully sponsored by the Price County AODA Mental Health Coalition.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase for your Sunday. Northwest winds gusty, highs in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, it could get a little frosty. As the clouds move out or winds back down, we'll drop into the mid-30s by early Monday morning. We're back in the 70s on Monday. Right now, it's 48.
This week on Viewpoints.
Attribution science allows you to make this connection between carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and real-world impacts in terms of changes in weather patterns and other impacts.
We dive into a crash course on this emerging field. Then,
as a scientist, when you see something that doesn't fit your picture, that's the most exciting thing, because it's usually the thing that doesn't fit that is the clue to the next big breakthrough.
Scientific anomalies with the potential to improve our lives. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Taco Bell just dropped the new Cravings Value Menu. Now you can get 10 items for $3 or less, which means you can get the food you want for the price you want. It's almost like you can have your cake and eat it too. But in this case, it's a double-stack taco from the new Cravings Value Menu. So basically, you can have your double-stack taco and eat it too, which is a lot crunchier than cake. The new Cravings Value Menu is here. Get it at Taco Bell today. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for price and participation which vary. Tax extra.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
From powerful storms ripping through Texas to a greater number of tornadoes touching down across the Midwest, these are just a couple out of the many extreme weather occurrences that have happened over the last few months. While some may label these incidents as freak occurrences, others are hoping to find a deeper explanation by analyzing decades of observational data on weather patterns and severe weather systems. Many of these researchers are attribution scientists, a growing specialty that looks at whether and to what extent man-made climate change has contributed to the intensity or frequency of an extreme weather event.
So you're able to go into, for example, a heat wave and say how much more likely that heat wave was because of carbon pollution in the atmosphere. You're able to go into things like, you know, maybe a big rainfall event and say how much more precipitation was added by the fact that, you know, we've put a huge amount of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
That's Andrew Pershing, the Vice President for Science at Climate Central. Pershing believes attribution science can help the public better understand how extreme weather, like heat waves, wildfires, and hurricanes, are caused or influenced by global warming. So, how exactly are these measurements calculated?
Most attribution studies are going to rely on both long-term observations and climate models, climate projections. And each of those tells you something sort of different, and then you try to bring them together. So your long-term observations will allow you to figure out, like, how sensitive is this particular part of the planet, this particular process, to a change in the global mean temperature. The climate models allow you to do something very specific, where you can actually model the world. If we hadn't put all of this extra CO2 and methane and all of the things that contribute to global warming, and you can play out what a planet would look like without those factors. And then you can do this very direct comparison between the occurrence or the frequency or the intensity of the process that you're studying in the current world versus this hypothetical counterfactual world where humans hadn't invented global warming.
Jump back to 2021, and Viewpoints did a story about attribution science, but a lot has changed since then. There have been many advances in data processing technology, and scientists now have a better grasp of emerging focuses and challenges within the field. And it's not just an important tool for scientists and climate policy experts, but it's also being used to help individuals and countries affected by climate-related disasters. For years, plaintiffs in these legal cases were missing the evidence needed to prove that human-induced climate change worsened extreme weather outcomes. While these cases are now more common in the U.S. and Europe, Pershing highlights how some places, especially third world or developing countries, are unable to prove this connection. This is important because it's often these places who lack the infrastructure and resources to best cushion themselves against climate change. As a result, they're disproportionately affected, even though they've historically contributed the least to carbon dioxide emissions.
I had a really interesting conversation with a colleague from Africa a few years ago about this, about, you know, the loss and damage issues. And her concern was in some ways the opposite, that you could have a situation where you only could make damage claims if you had an attribution study and had, you know, very concrete quantitative attribution. And her worry was that a lot of countries in Africa and other places around the world don't have good long-term data sets like we do in the US and Canada and Europe. And if you don't have that long-term data, it's very hard to do the attribution work. And so the challenge is, like, there are many more impacts on the world than there are impacts where we're going to actually be able to go in and put and do these calculations on.
In addition, there are also some extreme weather events that are much harder to study. Take tornadoes. Scientists don't have enough long-term data mapping tornadoes' frequency and severity. Without this information, it's difficult to create simulation models on how today's tornadoes compare to those of the past. The same can be said about hurricanes. However, there's more to work off of when studying this phenomenon.
In many ways, hurricanes have the same data problems that we've been talking about, because we only have really good hurricane data back to the 70s when we started observing the Earth with satellites. Because in the past, before that, you would have hurricanes that were out to sea and nobody knew they were there. So the hurricane statistics are not fantastic, but we know the physics behind hurricanes really, really well. And so you can actually do really good attribution for hurricanes using ocean temperature as the driver. And so you look at the attributable change in the ocean temperature and then project that into how much stronger the storm would be.
What attribution scientists can study really well are events like heat waves, drought, and wildfires. Research from the National Academy of Sciences shows that last year, climate change doubled the area burned by wildfires in the western part of the U.S. In late May, scientists at Climate Central analyzed a deadly heat wave that hit Florida for several days.
Where we were looking at the temperature forecast in Florida and seeing temperatures that are, you know, 10, 15 degrees Fahrenheit above what you would expect this time of year, just really getting to, in some cases, temperatures that you don't expect in Florida. I think there was a high of 116 degrees. We were able to go in with some of our tools and we could say that those temperatures are at minimum five times more likely because of climate change. And so this is an event that would be very hard to imagine in a world that didn't have climate change. And part of the reason we're able to do that is because it's temperature we have really good data, we have really good forecasts, and we have really good climate projections.
Another important point is that attribution science can also help experts understand when climate change wasn't a strong contributing factor in a natural disaster. This was the case in the devastating Maui wildfires that happened last August.
It was very much kind of an ordinary level of dryness, ordinary level of temperature. There, it was much more about land use, around vegetation, and around the ignition associated with the electrical grid.
From wildfires to hurricanes to extreme heat, each cost billions of dollars every year and lead to countless deaths. Attribution science has the ability to help people better visualize the real-time effects of climate change and the continuing consequences if we stay on this course. Looking ahead, the field will only improve as more data pours in and technology improves. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Andrew Pershing, head to viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, the mysterious anomalies of the universe when Viewpoints returns.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcast and at radiohealthjournal.org.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
You know when a child constantly asks the question, why, after every answer? Maddening, right? Particle physicist Harry Cliff admits he was probably that kind of kid.
You kind of end up either a physicist or a cosmologist. And so that's the kind of mentality, I think. It's that kind of curiosity about the world. And I think I was one of those kids who was probably exhausted my parents by continually asking questions.
Today, Cliff is based at the University of Cambridge, where he works on the Large Hadron Collider. He's also the author of Space Oddities, the mysterious anomalies challenging our understanding of the universe.
Particle physics is really about the most basic building blocks of the world. So essentially, deep down, what is the world around us made from? And how can we understand the world in terms of basically a very small number of basic building blocks and some quite simple rules that govern their behavior? And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to come up with what is reality deep, deep down.
Cliff says there are two theoretical models that describe our world. There's the study of the infinitesimally small. That's the standard model of particle physics, which describes what atoms are made of. Then, on the opposite end of the spectrum, there's the standard cosmological model, which describes the universe. Simply put, it's how stars and galaxies behave and how gravity works.
The problem is, these two theories don't play well with each other. But basically, the evidence from astronomy is telling us that 95% of what is out there in the universe is invisible, mysterious stuff that we call dark matter and dark energy. And we have no idea, as particle physicists, what these things are. So we're in this really weird position of not knowing what 95% of the universe is made from. So we think that there must be more to these pictures than we've been able to fill in so far. And as a scientist, when you see something that doesn't fit your picture, that's the most exciting thing, because it's usually the thing that doesn't fit that is the clue to the next big breakthrough in our understanding.
One example of a scientific anomaly that led to a huge discovery takes us back to the 1960s. It all started when two American radio astronomers named Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson built a huge radio antenna in a suburb in New Jersey.
So you imagine this thing, it looks like a big funnel, basically, a big metal funnel. It's on a rotating turntable. But what it was essentially a radio telescope. So it's a way of looking at the sky and studying it in radio waves. And they were planning to do radio astronomy of the Milky Way and distant stars and various other objects. But when they were turning their radio antenna on for the first time, they picked up this really irritating background buzz, this kind of microwave noise, effectively, in their instrument. It's a bit like turning the radio on and there's this nasty crackling static that's interfering with your piece of music. And they're like, oh, okay, we're not going to be able to do any observations because of this noise.
Penzias and Wilson spent a year trying to figure out what was causing it. It was a chance conversation that one of them had at a nearby university where another physicist said, I think this strange anomaly, this noise you've picked up in your radio antenna, is actually the echo of the Big Bang.
In the 60s, there was still a big debate about the origins of the universe. There was this theory known as the Big Bang Theory, that the universe began with this as a sort of very, very small, hot, dense state that expanded rapidly to give birth to the universe as we know it. But there was another view, which was the steady state theory, which is that the universe had always been here and has been expanding forever. And basically new stuff kind of appears and fills in the gaps. So the universe is eternal and doesn't change. And this signal that they picked up was actually the light from the fireball that filled the universe 13.8 billion years ago, and over the intervening period of time had been stretched from a short wavelength hot white light to a very cold microwave noise, essentially. And this discovery settled the argument, it ended the debate, and we now accept that the Big Bang really happened.
Cliff believes this is the most profound discovery in the history of science, namely that the universe began with the Big Bang.
And that came from this paying attention to this funny noise in a scientific instrument. And that is the power of anomalies. So anomalies sometimes, and a lot of the time, most of the time actually, they are mundane. Usually it's pigeon poo. That's the explanation. But every so often, it's not pigeon poo. It's something really profound, like the discovery of the light from the Big Bang. So that's why these anomalies are so interesting to study, because they every so often are this little gateway, this little doorway to a new way of looking at nature.
One of the anomalies that puzzles astronomers today, which also ties back to the Big Bang theory, is the rate at which the universe is expanding. In the 1960s, cosmologists assumed that after the Big Bang, gravity would cause the expansion of the universe to slow down. But in the 1990s, researchers discovered that rather than slowing down, the expansion of the universe is accelerating. Here's how they measure that rate.
And there are basically two ways of doing this. One is you look at objects in the night sky like galaxies. You use very clever techniques to figure out how far away they are and how fast they're moving, and that allows you to measure the expansion rate of the universe. The other way, though, is you can look at this light from the Big Bang, so this noise that Penzias and Wilson discovered in 1964, and by analyzing the patterns in that light, you can work out what the universe was like very early on, so in the first, 400,000 years of the universe's history, and then you can use our theory of cosmology to run the clock forward to today and predict how fast the universe should be expanding.
But it turns out that the prediction and the measurement don't agree by quite a lot. Cliff says this irregularity suggests there's something big missing from our theory of the universe.
What this is, we do not know yet, but it could be, assuming this is a real effect, it could be some new kind of force in the universe that has shaped it through its history. It could be that this other stuff that we know is out there called dark matter. Perhaps dark matter is much more complicated than we imagined, that it's able to interact with itself, do all kinds of interesting things. It could even be that our theory of gravity is wrong. So it's potentially quite a big deal. This anomaly is still debated, but if it's real, it could be the clue that we're missing something pretty big in our understanding of the universe and its history.
You might be wondering at this point, why is any of this important? What difference does it make in the grand scheme of things?
If you ask scientists why they do this, particularly particle physicists and cosmologists, the reason is it's basic curiosity. So it's this, human beings want to know about the world that we live in. And that's ultimately why we do this research. And that knowledge in itself, I think, has huge value, cultural value as well as scientific. I mean, I think understanding our place in the universe, where we've come from, you know, that I think does have an impact on people's lives, how they think about their lives and, you know, what their lives mean. So it has all these sort of knock-on effects. But more practically, you know, there have been many, many, many real-world impacts from this kind of research.
One example is a particle physics experiment in the 1930s when the atom was first split using a particle accelerator.
In 1932, at the lab that I work in Cambridge, at the Cavendish Laboratory, Ernest Rutherford, who was a leading nuclear physicist, and his team split the atom for the first time. And this was reported all over the international press, and journalists got very excited and said, you know, Professor Rutherford, you know, could we be using the energy from the nucleus to sort of power our lives? And Rutherford said, nonsense, you know, no, we're never going to get energy out of the nucleus. And then within a decade or so, you have the atom bomb, you have nuclear energy. So this fundamental research, often the impact of it is very hard to predict, but when it does come, it can be really transformative. Nuclear energy is one example. Another is, you know, the discovery of the electron, which is the first particle that we ever found. Again, the discoverer of the electron said, oh, this is just a scientific curiosity. This is a kind of end of the 19th century. It's never going to be any use to anyone. But you couldn't imagine the technology that we use today without understanding electrons.
American science fiction novelist Isaac Asimov said, "The most exciting phrase to hear in science, the one that triggers new discoveries, is not Eureka, but that's funny." Harry Cliff's book, Space Oddities, The Mysterious Anomalies Challenging Our Understanding of the Universe, is available now online and in select bookstores. To find out more about our guests this week, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Go back a decade and frozen yogurt chains were popping up left and right. People couldn't get enough of the self-serve setup, low-fat options, and countless toppings. Chains like Forever Yogurt, Menchie's, Red Mango, and more all seemed to be capitalizing on the craze. But in recent years, many of these fro-yo locations have shuttered. What happened? Many industry experts say that the froyo bubble simply popped. What was once a staple in the dessert lineup has now been overshadowed by the next sweet treat trend. Right now, this is cookies. Americans can't seem to get enough of fresh baked cookies that are massive in size and come in a variety of enticing flavors. Some foodies credit Levin Bakery in New York as a catalyst for this trend. The Manhattan-based bakery started in 1995 and had a strong neighborhood following for decades. However, it didn't reach national popularity until 3 or 4 years ago. Today, another cookie chain, Crumble, is pushing out the same big cookie concept, but it's more known for its long list of inventive flavors. In 2022, the CEO of Shake Shack invested $10 million into the relatively new cookie startup Chip City, which also began in New York.
Today, the chain has almost 40 locations across the country. While this is impressive growth, the consumers and experts are already saying it's only a matter of time until cookies are out and something new is in. We're crossing our fingers that cupcakes make a comeback. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. She's won 9 Grammys and 2 Academy Awards by age 22, so it's not exactly earth-shattering news that Billie Eilish is a mega-talented superstar. But I think her new album, called Hit Me Hard and Soft, marks a new peak for Eilish, which is really saying something. The album, with just 10 tracks but a 43-minute runtime, defies the expectation of what a pop album is in 2024. The industry trends would say that it's more profitable to release a streaming-friendly 22-song album that has 2-minute songs and choruses perfect for TikTok. But it seems Eilish and her producer-slash-brother Phineas aren't concerned with following those pop trends. Instead, they gave us a moody, dynamic, cohesive album that really takes its shape when you step back and view it as one piece. The lyrics are some of the most intimate of Eilish's career, exploring her sexuality, her relationship with fame, a disappointing breakup, and much more, while Phineas's production is once again immaculate. My favorite moment on the album, or maybe in the entire year in music, is the final 30 seconds of Bittersweet into the album's closer, Blue. During Bittersweet, Phineas teases the melody of a beloved early song Eilish used to perform live called True Blue that never got an official studio release. Then the song changes, and Eilish's ethereal vocals take over, delivering the familiar sounds of True Blue to fans who've waited years to hear it in studio quality. And it's astonishing. Her constant control and maturing vocals combine to break the listener's heart before the song veers left, then right, defying your expectations the whole way. Through just 2 albums, Billie Eilish's career was already a fairy tale, but her 3rd album might just be her best work to date. Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish is now available. I'm Evan Rook.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Parents, with Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt.
Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles," but as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me."
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Big hits from big stars like
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Come, I ain't seen you around before. So, you know, I ain't never had a type. Having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you. You're something else. And I know we just never. I wanna introduce you to my kids. Just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kids.
Break up.
98 Q Country.
Out, you would think would equate to ahead of schedule weed growth, but it doesn't seem to be on many lakes. Water temperatures hovered into the upper 50s for a long time, finally moving into the 60s, but likely falling again with forecasts for the end of this week. Some species of fish bedded early this year, as the crappies and smallmouth, and were done before what anglers were used to seeing. Probably a good way to protect those fish while they're so vulnerable during the harvest of crappies and harassment of smallies. Either way, it all adds up to anglers having to adjust methods and locations while chasing their preferred fish. As always, weather dictates fish and anglers alike. Lots of wind shifts this past week with either high, clear skies or rainy, stormy weather. Lots of rain in the short period yesterday, Monday, 6-3, saw some lake and flowage levels rise. Water temperatures fluctuated from 58 to 64 degrees on average. As said, some of the lakes behind on weed growth, others are just fine. Mosquitoes liking the rain, but luckily, dragonfly hatches are showing up. Despite call for rain on Wednesday through Friday, cooler temperatures. Fishing during the new moon period is usually pretty good, so just keep an eye on that sky for electricity. For the Kurt's Island Sports Shop Fishing Report, this has been Kurt, and good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Pete is joining us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, and he has some big news for us. Pete, take it away.
Can you believe it's been 50 years? And what we're going to do is to celebrate it. We're going to run a sale next week. It starts from the 11th of June all the way until the 15th, and we're giving a guaranteed $50,000 cash prize. Hey, we got a ton of things going on. We're going to have tons and tons of cars, all makes and models, cars, trucks, every make and model. Payments as low as $199 per month. We have over 30 banks in-house. We can get you financed. No credit, bad credit. No problem. You know what they say, when balloons are up, prices are down. Make sure you check your mailbox. Can you believe it, Joel? Somebody's going to have $50,000 of a cash prize in their mailbox. Give us a call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467. There's going to be a ton of coupons for service for oil changes, tires, brakes, many, many discounts. We're having a huge party for the celebration of the 50th year anniversary at Wheelway.
That's Wheelway right on Highway 13 in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase for your Sunday. Northwest winds gusty, highs in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, it could get a little frosty. As the clouds move out or winds back down, we'll drop into the mid-30s by early Monday morning. We're back in the 70s on Monday. Currently, 49 degrees.
AQ Country.
Q Country.
Sipping on apple pie. knows it's not about where you go. The real fun comes from getting there. From muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder lets you chase bigger, better, and more exciting adventures. And with a towing capacity of up to 6,000 pounds, you can bring the fun with you. Find your path with the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.